Danny West of HogSports.com joins us. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Are you ready?
Trey, real quick, before I jump into recruiting and recruiting questions, I got to give a special shout-out, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Shout-out to Coach Clay Toddy, the Rising Wildcats, and the whole city of Rising. Tomorrow night, of course, is the big one, going to Fort Ice. I think 103.7 is going to be there to carry it live, if I read that correctly.
You are correct.
Huge game.
It is
awesome.
A huge game.
Awesome. Just wanted to show my support for the black and gold. Go Wildcats. So what you got for me, Trey?
Well, do they got any players on this game?
Man,
you know,
come
we got
on.
A game,
Rising
game going
Fortnite.
On. Is there any Division One, Division, even Division Two athletes on the field?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about Fortnite. Rising's got some young talent coming up. I know about a Chris Leeks. He's just going to be a sophomore. Arkansas has checked in on him this past spring. I think he's about 6'4", 6'5", big kid, about 200 pounds. Maybe a tight end, defensive end prospect to keep an eye on. But, you know, that's about all I know right now.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, the game's at Fort Ice, but, yes, that is our high school football game of the week, driven by Fletcher Kia tomorrow night, Rising on the road at Fort Ice. Should be a fun one. Danny, Sharif Raheed. After last weekend's official visit, he was, I believe, the only official last weekend on the Hill for Arkansas and Louisiana. You had a chance to talk to him. What did he say?
I did. Sharif actually, he called me back Sunday night after his visit was over, and he told me that if he had to pick today, Arkansas would be his choice. Now, I think he's probably going to take a little more time and take a few more official visits. But, you know, it's good to get him back up here for a second time. He came up here in July for an unofficial visit, seemed to really enjoy himself, came back, and like you said, he was the only official visitor they had this past weekend. But right now he's just starting to get more comfortable, from what I understand, around the coaching staff. He got to hang out with players, and I know Rafe Peavy, a current, you know, 2014 quarterback commit, actually sat with him for most of the second half and trying to get to know him. Again, I feel pretty good about Arkansas's chances with this guy, as well as his teammate, Rashawn Shaw. He's a big-time defensive end at the same school down in Fort Pierce, Florida. Shaw is actually committed to Louisville right now, but I expect him to take an official visit to Arkansas, and I still feel good about both of those guys.
Talk about some of the other recruits that were
well,
up there this
yeah,
Saturday.
I want to know, how was the buzz with the other recruits, the atmosphere? What was the word on the street after this first game with any of the recruits? You know, do they like what they see? You know, maybe is there a receiver or something that's kind of would be shied away about seeing how much we are going to run the ball? Or kind of what's the buzz going around with the recruits now?
Well, I think everybody's excited just to kind of see – you know, Arkansas get back up on its feet again. Last year, I mean, they would bring these kids in for officials and unofficial visits, and you didn't have any idea of how bad it was, you know, and then they come up here and see Alabama beat them 52-0, see Rutgers beat them up here. That was, you know, that was embarrassing for Arkansas. So just getting back on their feet, I think the atmosphere for the 69,000, whatever was there, for the game Saturday, I think the atmosphere was pretty good, and kids enjoyed themselves. I got to catch up with both quarterback commits, Rafe Peavy and Ty Story, this past weekend after the game. Both of those guys were very impressed with Brandon Allen and how the offense was ran, the scheme they're running. Tight end Jack Krause, of course, he got to see Hunter Henry and Jeremy Sprinkle go out and make, I guess, a total of 7 receptions on the day. So positions like that, and running backs, of course, they didn't have any big-time running back prospects outside of Juwan Day up here. I think those guys are excited about what they've seen so far.
Let's go to Darren in Mayflower. Darren, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. I got a question about our quarterback. How long in Saturday's game, or is it a score, do you think he'll play before we get the backup in? Do you think if the score gets way out of hand, first and second quarter, do you think they're still going to play our starter, or how do you think that's going to work?
Here's what happened with the young team, new coach, trying to, you know, as long as everybody's healthy, they should play the whole first half, and they should come out and it'll be like the third preseason game in the NFL. He'll want to see them come back out after halftime and, you know, have one, two good series on both sides of the ball is how I would see it done. But, you know, a lot of factors, I guess, would play in. But for the most part, if it's not just 60-0, you want them to go in at halftime and then come back out on the field because that's what they're going to have to do for the rest of the year.
Okay. I got one more question about some recruiting for y'all can answer for me. Who is our top guy we're looking to get right now that's not already committed? Who is the guy that, you know, that everybody's saying, man, we need him, we need him, we need him, and I'd like to know who it is out there that we're really trying to get.
All right. Thank you, Darren. Danny?
Thank you. Yeah, right now there's a few guys. Kevin Shorter, obviously, just committed to Texas, and I misspoke a while ago. He was up here this weekend, and that's obviously a guy you were trying to impress. He committed to Texas a few weeks ago, but, guys, I just have a feeling Arkansas is not going to let him go quietly. You know, for a guy that just committed to a school, especially Texas, a kid from the state of Texas, to go to Arkansas on week one, of course, his cousin plays. DJ Dean is a cornerback up here, but I just think that thing's gonna end up helping Arkansas, and probably Arkansas is gonna be in that for the long haul. He's definitely one of them. Kevin Shorter, then a tight end. DeAndre Goolsby is a kid out of Kansas, big time kid. I think Arkansas, Florida, and probably Ohio State, and possibly Oklahoma are his top four right now, if I had to guess. A couple more offensive linemen, Brian Wallace, Frank Ragnow from up in Minnesota are a couple of names to look at, and then Solomon Thomas, a defensive end out of Texas. Not really sure where Arkansas stands with him, but if I had to pick one guy right now, I'd say he's probably the number one target that they would just love to have, but not sure they're going to get him. But there's several guys, you know, to look at for these final 8-9 spots going into February.
Danny, recruiting and having recruits at games is a big part of your recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Bielema has talked about the fact that the games like this Saturday here in Little Rock, he's not able to give tickets to high school coaches. Now, they can have visits this weekend where they can give tickets to kids for an unofficial visit. But talk about the difference in high school coaches not being able to get tickets and all that is involved with the recruiting.
Well, I think Coach Bielema probably said it best. You know, you're trying to build relationships with these guys. You spend so much time in the fall talking to coaches and even in the spring going out and checking these guys out in the spring evaluation period. Anytime you can help a coach and get his family to a game and, you know, just let them have a good time and be around the program a little bit, I think it helps you. And playing in Little Rock, you know, I'm a South Arkansas guy. I love Little Rock as much as the next guy, but that's definitely something Bielema is going to look hard at. I mean, you've got to. The way he recruits lights out, I think Jeff Long said it best the other day. He's never seen a coach on any level recruit harder than Brett Bielema. He even called him his own recruiting coordinator. Recruiting means a lot to this guy, and any kind of negative that's in the picture, I just feel like he's going to try to remove that negative. So I think that works against Little Rock a little bit, not being able to bring coaches in and showing them a good time.
And what do you think, I mean, as far as that rule being changed, and I know there's not a lot of teams that have two home stadiums, but that's a good point that he brings up, that if he can't bring coaches and stuff being official here and this is a home game, then it's right. It's not a home game if you can't do everything that you can do at Fayetteville. And how do you go about getting that changed? And do they want to get that changed, or would that be the easy way out, I guess, to say, look, we can't do some of these things that could hurt our program. We need to make all the games be in Fayetteville.
I don't know if he'll call it the easy way out, but, I mean,
And I don't mean easiest way, but, you know, that's the most public way, or the way that everybody would know, you know.
Would perceive it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I certainly think if the rule was changed and they could do the same things up here or down there that they do up here, I think we probably wouldn't even be talking about it. But Brett, being the recruiter he is, I just have a funny feeling that, you know, either that rule is going to have to be changed or he's going to do some changing himself.
Let's go to Devon in Sherwood. Devon, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Good.
I was trying to ask that guy if he heard of the junior down there in Seven Hills named Marlon Clemens.
I have not. Maybe a guy I need to say his name again. I'm sorry.
His name is Marlon Clemens.
What position does he play?
He plays, the H-back, or they have?
Yeah.
The H-back tailback.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tailback.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be sure to check him out. I'll look into it.
He's a junior this year. They playing Bologna this week.
They play Bologna tomorrow night on the road or they're at Sylvan Hills?
No, they're going to be at Bologna.
At Bologna tomorrow night. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Devon, thanks for that info.
All right.
All right, appreciate it. There you go, Danny.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the great thing about this time of year, guys. I can get out and watch some of these kids, and that's a kid I'll probably look up on Facebook now and try to get to know him. So I appreciate the phone call.
And Danny, so I don't know how many games you've made it to so far this year, but has anybody that wasn't on the radar kind of caught your eye?
Not yet. Really haven't been out a whole lot yet. I'm sure a number of guys have a chance to kind of move up into our rankings. I'll tell you a guy, a good example of that, two guys at the same school, Jake Hall, a defensive end up here at Springdale Harbor, as well as offensive tackle Isaac Johnson. Those are two kids. Johnson's already committed to Tulsa. I saw these guys in the spring, went and watched them practice a couple of times with, of course, Josh Frazier being out there. He's the main draw, but you go out there and look at those two kids, I could see them definitely moving up my rankings this fall.
What about basketball recruiting? Obviously, the Razorback basketball team was on the field in between the first and second quarters to call the Hogs, and I understand they had an official visitor as well.
They did. Jalen Hudson, 2014 shooting guard from Akron, Ohio. If I'm not mistaken, and I'm sorry, I don't know as much about this guy as I should, but I think he's at the same high school as that produced LeBron James. So pretty good program.
He went
there
to St. Vincent St. Mary's was LeBron James.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Okay.
That's the same one Jalen's at. Made an official visit. A good source tells me he spoke with Jalen. Things went very well, but it sounds to me like Jalen's probably going to take his time and slow play it a little bit. He's one of these guys that really took off this summer, and now he's starting to reap the rewards, so to speak. A lot of big-time schools coming in on him. So I think he'll probably sit back and wait on a few more options and then hopefully make a decision sometime in November. But again, 6'5", 190, Jalen Hudson from Akron, Ohio. That's a kid they'd really like to add.
Before we head to DJ in the Rock, I want to ask you about Malik Monk's move from East Poinsett County to Bentonville. How much of an advantage, if any, is it for Arkansas to have him pretty much in their backyard just about 30 miles away?
Yeah, I think if anything, it probably saves a little gas money because, you know, Malik's such
a
good talent.
Fuel?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they would. I think they'd go just about anywhere to recruit him. So I'm sure it helps in that aspect. Maybe you get an extra couple of unofficial visits here and there with him being just right up the road. But other than that, I think Arkansas would have recruited him just as hard as you know if he was in East Arkansas. So I'm not sure how much it helps him, but boy, that kid's really taken off. I don't know if you guys saw it. He picked up another offer from Florida yesterday. So I think that's four or five offers. Arkansas, Indiana, Florida, Baylor. I think I may be missing one more, but definitely a big-time kid.
I'm telling you, it doesn't take watching him go up and down the court three times to know that you offer that. You offer Malik. I mean, he's a sophomore, right? And I mean, just the what he can do at a young age, I see him being – I don't know when they start ranking these kids nationally, but, you know, going into his junior year, he'll probably be a top 10 player in the country.
Hey, I'm totally with you on that, Matt. All the feedback I've gotten from him and, you know, talking to your buddy Marcus Monk, who pretty well handles Malik's recruitment so far anyway. Well, it sure sounds like he's on his way to being top five, possibly, you know, top three or four in the
right
country.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. Let's go to DJ in the Rock. DJ, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and come in about the, I guess, the stadium debate and recruiting.
Yeah.
I guess the taxpayers of Central Arkansas, I guess you guys' wallet probably remembers this years ago. There was an initial tax package where they were supposed to build a 17,000-seat arena and do a 10 or 15,000-seat expansion to War Memorial. That tax package was defeated back in, like, 90-something. It was, you know, the second time it passed, and that was through the agreement of building Alltel in the North Little Rock area. Mm-hmm. But the Pulaski County taxpayers here in Central Arkansas, that, I think, is one of the things that began to put the nail in the coffin on the Little Rock situation. But another thing, with Arkansas being a small state, before the university isolates itself like that, I mean, I know they have expanded Razorback Stadium. You got to look at the fact that within an hour's drive of Little Rock, you have 1 million people in population. That's basically more than half, or right at half, of the state's population within an hour's drive, as opposed to a 2.5 or 3 hour drive. So I think it would, you know, just in the Little Rock metro area, you got 780,000 people, less than the four surrounding counties. If you just include Fort Smith with Northwest Arkansas region, that's only 430,000 people. So when you start looking at a numbers game, from an economical standpoint, as far as putting the fans in the seats, you know, I don't think you can sell another 5 or 10,000 skyboxes or suites to just, you know, to the people just up in that area and expect, you know, revenues to keep coming in. But also, the Razorbacks have to start recruiting and offer walk-ons or something to more players in the Central Arkansas area, because if you start having players on the roster, you cannot field a football team just with all out-of-state players and expect to just be successful year in, year out.
And DJ, and I think Brett Bielema has stated before that he wants to go after those kids in Arkansas that can play at the level that they play at.
Yeah, because the reason why I say that is some of the successful teams, some of the teams in Central Arkansas and some of the Little Rock schools, the records, a lot of times, there are good players on these teams. The talent in Pulaski County is just basically spread out. The private schools have kind of stripped the public schools of some of the talent, or as they say, the kids that are good but can't afford to go to private schools or to those programs are going to those programs. Then you got a few leftover players that are going, just sticking it out, having to go to the public high schools in Little Rock, which they only spend $130,000 on athletics, on football programs. That's divided by five schools. And Little Rock has high schools participating in class 5A up to 7A,
yes,
which is deplorable. And I know that that's been a debate. But in order for the Razorbacks to add that depth to their roster, there's at least, they need to get 5 to 10 players just that could be from Pine Bluff to Conway to Little Rock, Jacksonville. There's good athletes.
DJ, they're working on it. They're working on it. Thanks for the call, DJ.
All right.
Denny, obviously they're on. They've got a commitment from offensive lineman from Conway in the class of 2015, and they're very much on Will Gregg down at Pine Bluff.
Yeah, they are. The only thing I could add, he brought up some very good points, but for me, guys, I think Central and even South Arkansas, places like Pine Bluff, which has a decreasing population, it seems like. Those places need to come on and produce more talent. That's just, I mean, I'm sorry if that hurts some feelings down there, but I think we can get more out of Little Rock than what's shown over the last 10, 12 years or so. So, again, I think he brought up a good point with the walk-on program. You can get guys like that, and Arkansas wants to put a you know, focus on that. But, boy, for me, it all goes back to producing talent. I think they've, you know, kind of, I don't know, I hate to say fell off, but seems like it's been on a decline, you know, when you've only offered 5 or 6 kids in the state each year. I think even Fort Smith, to a certain degree, could help out.
I want to ask you about that.
Can you hang on,
yeah,
Danny?
I got a question for you about that, too, as well.
Okay, yeah.
Hang on. We'll be back with more. We also have Mac Thompson in the house of Arkansas Car Stereo, so we will have him ask Danny a couple of questions as well when we come back. It's Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. Stay with us. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, the Freak, Freaky Joe Franklin. Mac Thompson also sitting in with us. He's with Arkansas Car Stereo. We bring Danny West back on. Danny, Mac had a question for you.
Okay.
Hey, Danny, I really enjoyed listening to you.
And, I appreciate it.
Anyway, the question I got is, how many scholarship players do we have up there? Isn't it 79 or 80 right now? Or is
after they've distributed a few more this summer to walk-ons, I'd say they're probably, I wish I had the number right in front of me, but I don't, but I'd say they're probably right at 85 at this point for this current year.
Okay, now, I know there's going to be some attrition during the year. With the SEC rules right now at 25, is there any way we can count some back to last year? And maybe get 26 or 7 in the class this year, because I know we're doing real well. We've got 16 commitments right now.
Right.
And they're having to slow down a little bit, which is usually a lot higher than Arkansas has at this time. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I can tell you this. I think I talked to Chris Hauser 2 weeks ago, may have been last week, and I asked him that question again. Are you guys going to sign 25? Or 27, what's that look like? Because I was under the impression that they would be able to sign, you know, 26, 27 in this class, because they undersigned a little bit last year. But his answer to me has remained consistent. He said, we're going to sign 25 for right now. That's the answer. But he did say that, you know, that could change in the future depending on, you know, what happens with certain players and where they can pick up an additional scholarship spot. But right now, the answer is still 25. I'm not sure how it all played out, but that's the answer I've been given a few times now.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go to let's go to the Duffer in Cabot. Duffer, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Trey. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I have a couple questions for Danny, then one quick question for you.
Okay.
Danny, I heard you talking about Malik Bunt. My question is, why isn't Arkansas offering the best player in the class of 13 in Caron Ross in Goldsboro?
You know, that's a very good question. I think if I had to guess, I'd say he's probably pretty close right now. I certainly hate to say that and it not happen, but I feel pretty good about that. I think Ross has a very good chance of going ahead and picking up an offer. I couldn't tell you when that might happen, though.
You think he will get an offer from the Razorbacks?
I think he probably will. It's just, based on people I've talked to, if they can find a spot for him, I think he's a guy that can play on that level. They think he would be a good fit, so don't give up on that yet. I don't think that's over with yet. I think he's still got a shot.
Well, we certainly need someone to control the tempo, because we can't run full bore all the time. We've got to run our half court. He can control it. He can run it. He can do it all.
He can play defense, too.
He certainly can. And we let the best player in the 11th class get out of here without even recruiting in Raheem Appleby. It's playing down to Louisiana Tech now, so I don't want to see that happen again. So, my other question for you, Danny, is tell me about Tyler Thompson. I've seen him play four or five times, and I have my opinion. I want to see what you think.
I'm sorry, who was it?
Tyler Thompson from Forest City.
Trey Thompson, okay.
Trey, I'm sorry.
Hey, Trey's a guy. We're trying to get him evaluated right now. Obviously a big guy. Couldn't tell you a whole lot about his style of play, you know, him being way over on that part of the – state. I haven't been out and seen him, but Arkansas loves his size. They think he can run the floor. I did talk to Eric Bossy from Rivals.com earlier this week. It seems to me like he's probably going to try to evaluate Trey and get his film on Rivals here pretty soon. We're trying to push for that. We'll see what kind of ranking he comes out with, but I know Arkansas is pretty fired up about him, and you know, obviously that's the most important thing.
Trey Thompson, I believe, 6'8", and plays for Dwight Lofton over there at Forest City, one of the good coaches in high school basketball.
Hey, Trey, my question for you is, if you were about to make the Cup team, wasn't sure, would you want Jay to call you or text you if you didn't make the team?
Well, I've made the team, so if I didn't make the team, there's an email that goes out to the members of the team and then alternates. So you pretty much know whether or not you're on it when that email comes out.
Well, I just think Freddie should have called Jim Furyk.
I can agree with you on that.
All right, man. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Duffer. Appreciate the call.
Who did he say?
Jim Furyk. Yeah. Fred Couples texted him, I guess, and didn't call him.
Yeah, you know,
I think that might have ruffled some feathers there.
That's from the outside looking in. I think we don't know their relationship.
True.
You know, if they have a good enough relationship where you can text and then you know you're going to talk later, that type of thing, no biggie. But I see. From the outside looking in, you don't know really how close they are.
I will say this. Last year, the USGA had their men's state team competition. And all year I had asked, okay, what's going to be the criteria? What's going to be the criteria? Never got an answer. And then the day that the team was announced, I get an email, and they give you the criteria, and it's like, are you kidding me? And then they tell you where you finish and your first alternate.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that's
that,
funny.
That stings a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so I can –
knowing that you could have done something else.
Knowing that, okay,
rules,
well, if I would have known the criteria, I probably would have approached it a little bit differently than what I did. Let's go to Todd in The Rock. Todd, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't have so much of the recruiting question as to when the guy was talking about the War Memorial Stadium and the economic situation would be beneficial to the Razorbacks. And I find that hard to believe. I don't know whether the fans realize this or not. And I've been hearing some messages, I think some messages, rather, on the message boards and stuff online in regards to the War Memorial situation. And do they realize that, you know, if I'm a businessman, I'm about making money, and if I'm going to lose $1 million, then I want to keep that. And we're very fortunate to have the Razorbacks even playing in Little Rock, because they don't get concessions or parking, plus they have to pay just to play for at War Memorial. So all they're basically going to get are the tickets. That's it. So they're losing probably around $1 million or a little bit more as far as finances are concerned, just so they can satisfy some fans in the Central Arkansas area. And I get it. I mean, it's a closer area to most everybody in Arkansas to get to, as opposed to going to Fayetteville in certain areas of Arkansas. I get that. But at the same time, if I'm running a business and the business is mine, I certainly don't want to lose $1 million, you know, or more off of that. So when you're talking about economics, Arkansas is really not benefiting by playing the game here in Little Rock.
Todd, I can understand your point with, if you're running a business, you don't want to lose $1 million. But I would also counter with saying that this is the University of Arkansas. It is the state's flagship university. And if you don't want to lose support from Central Arkansas, you play games in Central Arkansas. I think in the long run, if you lose $1 million on a game, it's worth it to get it more back on the backside in donations out of Central Arkansas.
That's if you can get it through there. I get your point, but that's if you can get it from that end. I think Arkansas loses out quite a bit by having the game here. If they had some sort of partnership with the War Memorial Stadium to where they could at least share some of the revenue as far as the concessions or something, I think it would be a no brainer. They probably play even more games here in Little Rock than as opposed to just going down to one game that we have now.
I think what might happen in the future, and this is just me thinking out loud right here on the radio, which might be bad, but I'm going to do it. I think what you might see in the future, if there is guarantees after the 2016 season with a new contract, that you might have sponsors of the games to where they help offset the cost to have Arkansas come down here and play here. So say they lose $1 million, you might have a game sponsor that donates that $1 million to help offset them losing revenue from moving the game from Fayetteville to Little Rock.
Well, I get that. Now, thank you. I appreciate y'all for your time.
All right, Todd. Thanks. Appreciate it. Danny, sorry you had to come in the middle of –
No,
Danny, before I know, because I don't know that we have too much time left, I wanted to ask you again to expand on, you know, the talent level in the Little Rock area? Because I'm with you that is it the facilities? Is it the coaching? Is it the 7-on-7 camps? You know, what are a couple things? Because I think that there are a lot of great athletes in the Little Rock area.
Are there too many schools?
And, you know, is there not enough individual attention or as far as to develop this talent? Like 7-on-7 drills in the summer, the facilities. What are a couple things you think that kind of is causing that?
I think maybe, if I had the answer, I'd probably be Brett Bielema's favorite person in the world. But, I think competition level, maybe too many schools, maybe not enough focus. Maybe you've got some of your best athletes not in school or not making the grades for whatever reason. But the bottom line for me is, Matt, just did a quick research. 37 kids from the state of Arkansas have been offered a scholarship by Arkansas over the last 5 years. Only 6 of those were from the central Arkansas area. And, of course, you know, you got a guy like Mike Dyer, Alty Tenpenny that leave the state. Now you're really behind the eight ball. So I don't know what the answer is, how you can come up with more talent, but it's certainly something they probably would want to address.
Right.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.